You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I've never experienced being a part of an original Broadway cast. And so with MJ, that was an opportunity that was presented to me. And I think being in Hamilton, I've done it before I did Broadway. I did it for a year and a half on tour. Then I went to Broadway. So then I did it for a year on Broadway. So there was a sense of like, I've done this show already. And because it's been so good to me, now it's like, it's okay for me to step into another opportunity, another show. And even if that were the case where, you know, MJ would do well, which, you know, hopefully with everything happening with the pandemic, it will, you know, continue to do well. But if that was the case, I mean, as an artist, we're constantly on the move.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you're looking to get help with your fitness training, if you're looking to get ready for the stage as we've been on this prolonged break, head on over to builtforthestage.com or click the link in the description of this episode to try a 7-day free trial where you'll be able to interact with a coach on an online app who will take you step by step to continuing or starting for the first time your fitness journey. Looking forward to this episode with Raymond Bénard. You've seen Ray on Hamilton, and you'll soon to see him in the Michael Jackson musical coming out, MJ. So please enjoy this little excerpt from our Motivation Monday series on Playbill. Thanks again to our producers, Broadway Podcast Network. Check them out at bpn.fm. Hey, Raymond, what's going on? So good to see your face. Last time I saw you, it was sometime last year after seeing the show. I got to meet you with Giuseppe Basilio. Yep. So good to reconnect.
Yeah, good to see you as always. And I love what you're doing. So thanks for having me.
For those of you that don't know, Ray's wearing a t-shirt right now. And, you know, it's not a full body shot, but I will title Ray as having the best arms on Broadway. So we had to have Ray here on Motivation Monday just because he was good people when I met him. And fitness is many things. It's definitely not defined by aesthetics. But if you're gonna talk about some good arms, we're gonna talk about Ray Bénard for sure. So, Ray, let's just small talk. Let's just coffee shop talk for a sec. Just in general, since the pandemic, you know, how's it been? The ups and downs. You've traveled a bit. You know, what's been going on in general? Before we get into like some more specifics.
Man, honestly, I'm gonna be very honest. It's been an adjustment. I think, you know, it's been a very heavy time, I think, for everyone. And I think realizing that we as men and as artists, we kind of put ourselves in a category of, like, okay, this is who I am because this is what I do. I do 8 shows a week every day, and this is, I hit the gym and I do the show. But now we went from 100 to zero like that without like, oh, maybe we'll do a show here. No, it was like, all right, you're in. Now you're out for over a year. So I think it's just been an adjustment going from 100 to zero and redefining who I am as a person, as a fitness enthusiast, as all these things. It's been an adjustment. So I think the ups, of course, was having time to really be able to like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to work on my diet. I can work on my fitness thing. I can really like devote myself to that. And then, of course, the downs is finding the motivation. Because when you have a schedule, it's easy for you to just check in, you do your thing, and then you go to bed and you repeat the thing every day. So it's been an adjustment. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. How have you specifically been able to maybe get into a routine? Have you been able to kind of find a groove eventually with your day to day?
Still doing that. Because there are times where, like, I mean, I have family in Montana, New York, and so even though we're in the pandemic, I think it's crucial for us to kind of spend time together. So there have been times where I'll either go to my cousins in Long Island for a little bit, or Montana with my family, or, you know, here by myself. So it's not always just like, now I have a set routine. So it's constantly changing. So that's the challenge in itself. So I'm still trying to like make sure that I have like a routine. Sometimes I go to the gym at night. Sometimes I go in the morning. Sometimes I do a core workout in my living room. So it's a varying thing. And sometimes I jump in and out of it. But still trying to keep it kicking. You know,
how has it been transitioning from at home workouts only, and then the gym's opening back up? How's that experience been?
Crazy emoji hands. I'll just put it that way. I mean, I think the best thing about working out at home is you really have to get creative. And so you're finding new ways to get your body to wherever you want it to be, whether that's just like, I want to be overall just healthy, or trying to reach different shapes. You know what I'm saying? So you get creative. And I think that's exciting as an artist. But man, I'm like, I just miss my equipment. You know what I'm saying? I miss being able to walk in the gym and hit shoulders, hit get the weights and be out, you know? So it's really been refreshing, I think, for me. And the gym is an outlet. The gym is a huge outlet for me. Especially during this time, it's just been such a heavy year. So I'm so grateful that the gyms are now open, and I can't thank the state enough.
Yeah, it's like you said there at the very end, it's even more a mental health thing than it is to the physical part of it. Like, if things weren't tough enough getting through this pandemic, things like, you know, the gym being closed, that's a source of, you know, helping mental health. So that's been tough for sure. We'll get back to fitness in a second, but for our Broadway diehards out there, obviously there's going to be a ton of Hamilton fans. Let's talk about just your time in Hamilton. Obviously a physical show for the ensemble, for people who have seen the show. I was extremely impressed by the ensemble of this show. Just tell us a little bit about what it was like to be on one of the most loved shows on Broadway.
I mean, I'll just put it this way. It's a dream. I mean, for me, the first time I saw the show in 2016, it was May of 2016. So it was with the original cast. And I was in the nosebleed, but I was like in the second tier. And when I'm watching it, I'm like, I don't know how, but I got to get on the stage. I didn't have no agent. I didn't have any of that. So I loved the show from the moment I saw it. And I instantly realized that a lot of the people in the show, at least the male ensemble, they were like short men, right? I'm not short. I'm 6'2". I'm a little bit bigger than most dancers. So in my mind, I was like, well, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So I went into the audition room, and a couple times, it was an open call in Chicago while I was touring with Lion King. I got to go to the audition. And it went well. It was awesome. And then I didn't hear anything for a while, but I kept seeing people get booked, right? I kept seeing a lot of the men who were shorter and leaner. And I was like, look, they're not going to hire me. It's just not going to happen. And I went in again. They called me again to come in. And I got the show for the Angelica tour. And it was kind of cool to look around and see people in the cast, which is like mind blowing for me. And I think Stephanie Clemens, I don't know if you guys are, you know, familiar with her, but Stephanie Clemens is the assistant choreographer for the show. And she was there from the beginning of my audition to when I got the show. And she was like, I don't know if you guys know this, but she's like, I just want to let you know, when I had Ray in the audition room, you know, I called Andy. I said, I know you don't like dancing, you know, working with taller guys, but I really want you to see him. I think he'd be a great addition to the show. And she was like, so we tried to figure out where we can place him. So we tried to book taller people so that we can put Ray in the show, which was really, really cool. And I think that kind of set up my mind for how I'm going to approach this this role, being in the dance ensemble. And I think sometimes people can get, they can feel some type of way about ensemble dancers. Sometimes they're like, oh, you know, we're just in the ensemble. I don't see it as that. I think it's a responsibility because we're carrying the show on our backs. You know what I mean? And the fact that they took a chance and Stephanie fought to put this tall brother in the show, you know, it really like resonated with me. And so I make sure that I do the show responsibly. And it's been a dream. It's been a challenge. It's been a blessing. I mean, I've got friends. I've worked with people that I probably would not have ever encountered. So it's been, it's truly been a dream.
Awesome.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Talk to us a little bit about, it's before any knowledge of a pandemic, it's before anyone could even think that Broadway would stop.
Yeah.
What was it like making that decision to move on to a new project, MJ the Musical, from your secure job in Hamilton? Because there is this, like, you know, I always am interested asking this question because even though you're going from a Broadway show to a Broadway show, if you're in one that's like,
yep,
like cemented into the ground where you're like, I could be good on this thing for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
There is that chance that, you know, you hop over to another show and it's, you know, done in a couple of months.
Right. 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 Right.
So, yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I guess for me, I've never experienced being a part of an original Broadway cast. And so with MJ, that was an opportunity that was presented to me. And I think being in Hamilton, I've done it before I did Broadway. I did it for a year and a half on tour. Then I went to Broadway. So then I did it for a year on Broadway. So there was a sense of like, I've done this show already. And because it's been so good to me, now it's like, it's okay for me to step into another opportunity, another show. And even if that were the case where, you know, MJ would do well, which, you know, hopefully with everything happening with the pandemic, it will, you know, continue to do well. But if that was the case, I mean, as an artist, we're constantly on the move. You know, and that's a part of the journey. So I didn't want to get stuck and feel like, well, you know, Hamilton's going to be here. It's whatever. So I'm going to stay here. I was like, no, I want to allow myself to be able to flourish and try new things. And if that doesn't work, then I know what not to do next. You know, it's just a learning experience. But it was, yep, something I always wanted to experience. I really wanted to experience being a part of an original Broadway cast. And I know that's, you don't know what you ask for until you get it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's going to be a challenge, I think, especially now, jumping back into it after almost a year of not dancing. So it's, I'm excited for that. But yeah, it's just a leap of faith, if you will.
Had your cast from MJ, had you been on your feet at all? Did you start rehearsing it, or what? When did things like, where were you in that process?
Well, we had did a workshop. We did a lab September, well, a year ago at this point, September, at the end of September through the beginning of November of last year. And that's when we did the lab, and they were like, all right, you know, we got Broadway, we have, you know, a theater, we have a date. And so perfect. We were set on starting rehearsals at the end or mid-May, right, of this past spring. And then the pandemic hit. So we haven't even started rehearsals for the theater. We had did a lab before, but we haven't gotten to, you know, start rehearsals for the Broadway show.
Were you a fan of Michael Jackson growing up? Or, okay, yes, yeah. No, yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. How could you not be? Especially for me as a black man, seeing someone who was a black man, but a trendsetter, like, period. I mean, there was no one that had touched him. There was no one that could do the things that he did. So, I'd be watching him. And for one, I think more than anything, I connected to his work ethic. He was a perfectionist. So he's like, if it's not going to be popping, I'm not going to do it. And he didn't compromise on his quality. And I think that was like epic to me. And you can see that in his work. I mean, his music videos would be like full length movies. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. You would sit down and just like binge his music videos. I mean, Bad, Remember the Time, Thriller. I mean, the it's endless. Smooth Criminal. He was a huge inspiration to me. Yeah.
Cool. So then this was not only personal as far as, oh, I booked an original show, but you also are going into something that you're a huge fan of already.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Was that kind of the vibe from kind of everyone in the cast across the board? Was everyone just on this high of like, oh wow, we might be able to do this Michael Jackson musical?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone, to be honest, everyone has some sort of connection to him, whether it be like, oh, I heard of him, or I've seen his music, I've seen his dancing, or I tried his dancing. Everyone has kind of connected to him as an artist in some way, shape, or form, and has been more or less, at least the cast has been more or less inspired by his work. So to kind of come into it with that mindset as a unit and be able to want to tell our story through his story in a way, it's been awesome. And I love the cast. The cast is amazing. So yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm expecting some fierce dancing in this show then.
Yeah, you can expect that for sure. Oh man, I'm hoping that I can manage, because I mean, it's so high energy. You know what I mean? It's so high energy that you're excited, and that we have to remember we're doing this 8 shows a week. So
again, yeah, let's transition into that for our last little segment of the interview. So many actors or new clients of ours at Built for the Stage coming in have this preconceived notion that I only can work out when I'm not in a show, or I can only train when I'm not in a show. So I always relate it to actors or athletes. And it's like saying, you know, LeBron James in the middle of the basketball season is going to say, oh, I can't work out or train my body because I'm playing basketball. I'm in the season. When really, you know, you see him sometimes 30 minutes before a game with his trainer working out before the game. So I totally want to ask you how you manage that dance, if you will, between how to continue to better yourself, or at least maintain your stamina, your mobility, your durability, and yet not have it derail your performance on stage.
Well, again, it kind of goes hand in hand with responsibility. How I said that when I do something, I like to make sure that I'm doing it responsibly. So there's that work ethic that comes into mind. So even if I'm very tired and I'm on the stage, I'm going to do my best to give you 100% of what I have. But I think, I'm going to be very honest, when I joined Lion King, we don't wear clothes. So we are constantly in these costumes that are revealing. So I wasn't confident. So I was like, I'm going to work out and just make sure that I get my body together. And in doing that, I realized how it kind of preserved my body from injury, from pain, from fatigue. And that even when I was tired, my body would revert to protecting itself through strength. Because I was training myself, that's what it does. So that's one thing I think people have to realize, that when you train, even when you're tired and you don't feel like going, you're teaching your body to preserve itself with the strenuous schedule, you know what I mean, and a routine that you have. So it's been more of a help to me than anything, and not just to give me the body or the dream body. It's really has helped me to maintain a strenuous routine, you know?
Yeah, we're always trying to tell our followers or clients that our objective is to make your show not the most difficult part of your day.
Absolutely.
And when you can successfully achieve that, then your safety and your health will remain in a more secure place, because if it is the most difficult part of your day and you're expecting to hit that type of ceiling, I'll say 8 times a week, like you had mentioned before, if you're tapping out 8 times a week, you're more likely to, you know, have those injuries occur, or lack of performance as far as, you know, your best up there.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's close out with, we said earlier, I joked earlier about you having the best arms on Broadway. So for Motivation Monday, for people working out there, if you're looking for maybe some arm ideas as far as exercise go, give us a few of your favorites and then how you like to set them up. Do you like to do a pyramid? Are you a big drop set type of person? What's your favorite go-to?
I'm a superset guy because you need an extra pump, especially before a show. So like get them tricep pull downs. That's like my favorite. If you tricep pull down and then you superset it with the overhead kind of, when I talk about a pump, I mean, it's a pump. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Give us your sets and reps on that. How many rope tricep pull downs and overhead? How many are you doing?
I would do, if I'm in a bind, I would do 3, but if I'm just living my best life, I would do 5 sets of those for sure.
Okay. Are you like lightweight and you're pumping out 20 of them, or what are you doing?
Look, so you want to do like the pyramid, like you were saying earlier. So you want to do the 15, 12, 10, 10, or 15, 12, 10, and 8, if that's what you're feeling. But yeah, I mean, that's how I like to bang out. And as you progress, as you get lower in the reps, that's when you want to increase the weight, right?
Yeah.
And if I'm feeling like, man, I'm tired today, I may do 3 sets, but I'll do lighter weight, but I'll bang it out with 20 reps or more. You know what I mean? And do the superset way. That's my favorite.
All right. Now's our episode with Raymond Baynard. Thanks again to Ray for sharing his heart with us. Such a good guy, such a nice, soft spirit. We love Ray and we love everything he stands for. So once again, if you like Built for the Stage, please rate, subscribe, leave a comment. It would be greatly appreciated. Thanks to our producing team at the Broadway Podcast Network. And thanks to all of you. We really appreciate you following along our journey here at Built for the Stage. We'll talk to you next time. Later.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.